morning, sir. Welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and what is your name, sir?
My name is Nathan Winfrey.
And Mr. Winfrey, once again, for the record, this time would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Nathan Winfrey, 099755.
Thank you, sir. You appeared for this board for your revocation hearing, which is actually home arrest. Inasmuch as we do show that you have two allegations on your warrant, and based upon information that's been presented to the board, we take note that you were notified of this hearing back on March 7th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And on there, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today who signed in for you. Therefore, I will ask if you will be representing yourself today, or do you have an attorney to represent you, sir?
I will represent myself, sir.
Thank you, sir. As you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today, and I'd just like to introduce them to you. Beginning on your left side, that would be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kowanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as your panel lead as well as chair of the board. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner, the gentleman that you can see there. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Winfrey and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, I do you so affirm. Mr. Winfrey and Mr. Turner?
I do also, for the record, I need to notify the board that Mr. Winfrey was arrested, charged with a new felony, sentenced to an additional 1 year, 8 months, and 30 days to ADC, with a release date on that case of 4/23/2020.
4/23/2020. And, okay, how much time was that? That was 1 year and how
many? 1 year, 8 months, 30 days.
Okay. Thank you so very much, and I would assume, Mr. Winfrey, that you are aware of that already. But before going further, I do take note that you do have supporters in the room. So who's here in support of Mr. Winfrey this morning? Okay. Do the three of you or either one of you expect to speak this morning on his behalf?
I would like to.
Who else? Okay. So I just want to swear to you in while before we go any further. So would both of you raise your hand and state your name, please?
Carolyn Denise Meadows.
Doris Jane Powers. Thank you. The both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God, and you so affirm.
I do affirm.
Thank you so very much. And we will call on you at the appropriate time. Okay. Back to you, Mr. Winfrey. Based on, as I stated earlier, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read both of them, and once I read them, with you, each one of them, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? The first one reads, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol, ETG, on or about September 21st, 2018, per the task lab report dated September 22nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And the second one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, number 14E. As demonstrated by your act of changing or removing or by passing the equipment assigned to you on or about September 24, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true as well.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Winfrey, I'm going to move to find, and this is phrase one, by the way, to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. The Honorable Mr. Kowanis and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we are prepared to go into phase two of the hearing. We begin phase two of the hearing by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive this information, we're going to talk to you for a few moments, and during this phase two, you'll have an opportunity to tell the board whatever you need to tell the board. At the end of phase two, The board will make a determination, a decision, whether to revoke your supervision or your home arrest, or to continue you, or to place you on home arrest. Sir, so at this time, I am going to ask the Honorable Mr. Turner, if he would be kind enough to give us some background information. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and once we get this, we'll be back to talk with you, sir. Mr. Turner, sir, to give us some background information, sir.
Yes, sir. Winfrey was released from ADC custody on 7/30/2018 and arrested on 9/26/2018 by ADC Fugitive Apprehension Unit along with the United States Marshal Service. There were no charges at the time that he was arrested. However, as I spoke earlier, he did get charges and was found guilty on those. He was returned back to ADC custody on 9/26/2018. He does have a life sentence, and he had two escape days. Current conviction, 1992, commitment A, count one, murder, first degree, life. 1992, commitment A, count two, burglary, second degree, 10 years, 6 months. 1992, commitment A, count three, theft, 10 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his, would be his second term in ADC with a IR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance use score of 1. No STD information is noted, no prior terms on supervision. I prepared this prior to the continuation of the new sentence. So his prior term of supervision, I don't know how you would like me to read that, to go, because he actually hasn't had one on this term that he just got charged with. So I can read it as I prepared it, if you want.
Okay, yes, if you would read it as you prepared it, sir, just for the record.
So, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary is significant and lucky with possession, manufacturing of a weapon, striking a person, drugs, rioting, assault with a weapon, any sex act, stalking, threatening with harm, promoting prison contraband, disorderly conduct, possession, manufacturing of intoxicants, assault on staff, fighting, and possession of communication device noted. Other arrest, 1989, theft of vehicle, California, unknown. 1989, aggravated robbery, Arizona, unknown. 1990, theft, Arizona, unknown. He has a GV score of G1, V1.
Okay, thank you so very much. And we're back to you, Mr. Winfrey. Let me just go over some information from your case supervision summary, and then we're just going to talk and asking the questions, and then you can tell the board whatever you want to tell and the board, and then we will ask your supporters for any information that they would like to present or testimony that they would like to present to the board as well. Now, based upon, I will point out the fact that you have appeared before this board, and this board did place you on home arrest, just for the record. I think that I just wanted to put that on the record as well. We show that when you were released, that you were to, according to information that we have, that you were going to reside with your mother, Ms. Paula White, and that was when she was located at 11548 East Williams Avenue in Mesa, Arizona. And then you was provided with numerous employment referrals up to and including that you were to report to your parole office to seek the assistance of the Arizona at Works, and you never reported any verifiable means of employment while being out on home arrest. Did you have any employment at all while you were out on home arrest, sir?
2 things. I was never given that information about employment opportunities at all. And as well, I also registered with the local union in Mesa 383.
And what union was that? I mean, what
the workers union.
The workers union. And you were unable to find any employment. I mean, they were unable to find any employment for you.
Yeah, because of my ankle monitor.
Okay. And so what would you have been doing if they had found employment for you, sir? What kind of work would you be doing?
Construction.
You would have been doing construction work. Basically, what kind of work? Would have been a labor or some skill?
Labor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay, but because of the ankle monitor, you were unable to take advantage of that. Let me just ask, let me just raise just a couple of other things based upon your case supervision summary that I do take note that on August the 28th of 2018, as it relates to your UA, it was negative. However, on September 21st, 2018, you were positive for an alcohol, ETG, and you have admitted that you had used alcohol. So why did you use alcohol at that time, sir? And as much as you knew that you were on home arrest at that time, sir?
There was some newfound stress, and I wasn't prepared to deal with it. I was unprepared. I didn't know how to cope with it. And I saw alcohol as a way to try to deal with the stress that I was going through.
And what kind of alcohol did you take, partake, sir?
It was a beer, but it wasn't like a beer that I had had before. It was called Four Locos. It tasted like alcohol and beer mixed together or something. It was a strange beer.
Okay. And where did you get it from?
The grocery store.
Okay. And since you were not working, so how did you pay for it, sir?
No. It was run during the barbecue.
Oh, was that a barbecue?
It wasn't like I went to the grocery store to pick it up.
Okay.
And the money that I did receive from friends and family were donations, you know, I mean, people trying to help me. Okay. There was somebody doing construction work next to us.
So you did do some work under the table while you were out, sir?
Yes.
Okay, it's definitely really about that.
I was helping my landlord with housework.
Okay. Well, you can do work under the table, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we don't hold that against you. That is a positive from our perspective, sir. But I just wanted to make sure that you had some employment.
Yes.
And you were in, did you enroll in that CHC CAP program, sir?
Yes, I did. I was one of my anger management classes.
So how was that class doing, sir, when you were there, sir?
I was doing one-on-one, and it was actually nice. It was somebody that I could talk to about my situation as I was going through it, so it really wasn't bad at all.
Okay, sir. Now, I'm just going to ask this because I'm a little familiar with your situation because, as I stated before, you did come before this board. Before this board did place you on home arrest, and it's my recollection that you made a very impressive statement to this board, and this board went out on the limb and placed you on home arrest with the expectations that we would only see you 6 months later to get any assessment of how things were going. But before that time came up, it seems that something happened to you in that GPS, and here you are today. So what happened, sir? Can you explain that to the board, sir?
Okay, there is some construction work going on next door. I wish there was somebody I could tell to give them a break. After I had the drink, I was in fear of coming back to prison. And I didn't want to lose everything and everybody that I was working towards. And I caught on my ankle monitor. I'm ashamed and I feel humiliated being back because I was working so hard and trying so hard. I was in constant contact with my parole officer. I was trying to get employment and asking him and trying to figure out what to do. I was lost at that point because everything that I was trying to do seemed to be failing. And while I was out, I was actually implementing, and I wanted everybody to know, and that's why I didn't raise the hand, because I'm not a liar. I was implementing my five-year plan. I was released on 7/30/18, and I was arrested on 9/26. And in a short period of time, I was able to sign up for college courses at Mason Community College. I had a business major with a language minor. And from there, I registered with the local union, the 383. I opened my bank account. I got my health insurance in order. I shot a video. I figured out how I was going to start my own business, which was to contract out the work. But I was going to use my school money or a loan, signature loan, if I could get employment after about 6 or 7 months. And I was going to put that towards stress and under the circumstances, I didn't correct my mistake and go about adjusting it accordingly because my mistake is a violation. And that sends me back to prison. And it took for me to come back. It took for me to come back for me to realize that my success reflects everybody's success. And my failure reflects everybody's failure. And I let a lot of people down with this. And I didn't mean to. I struck out an alignment with what my plan was and the newfound stress. I didn't understand what was going to happen when I got out. I thought I was prepared for everything and I wasn't.
Okay, so let me just say...
There was no opportunity, sir.
Okay, let me just say this, and it's kind of off base, and this thing really made me sound like it's kind of off base. But as one board member, and I'm speaking only as one board member, as you may recall that you were placed on home arrest, that was a unanimous vote, which means that I voted positive. Under ordinary circumstances, you would not have received that vote from me. I was really impressed because if I look at your record, your past record while you were incarcerated, you would not have received it. However, your wonderful mother was here and she stated so many great things about you. And that was one reason, that one person that I voted to release you. You, as you stated, you had a great release plan, sir. And I think that we indicated to you that don't go too fast, one step at a time, so that you would not, so that we would not be seeing you again. And here we are seeing you for cutting off that GPS. You know, and that I cannot understand, because we really took a chance on you. I can only speak for myself, but I think I'm also speaking for the whole board. We took a chance on you. We took went out on a limb. And you were impressive. I'll give you credit. You were impressive. Your mother she was just so impressive. And others who were here supporting you, I will never forget it. You were one of the best ones from the oral standpoint, the plan that you present. And now here we are in less than a year. You didn't cut off that GPS, and here you are again before this board. Now, how did you justify, sir, how did you justify me voting again to release you back out in the community, sir?
For me to be able to come up with an excuse or a reason or whatever, it's going to sound like an excuse. I made a mistake. It's not my normal behavior, and it's not who I am. You know what I mean? I heard a lot of people with this. It wasn't something that I had planned to do or anything like that. I made a mistake and I couldn't correct it. It was a small mistake, it was a minor mistake, but it was enough to panic me to my soul.
Let me just state this, sir. That was not a minor mistake for you to do that, because first of all, you embarrassed your family, you embarrassed this board, you embarrassed yourself, and I don't consider that as being a minor mistake. You know, it's not important, but this, you know, this. The press picked it up, everything, the press running around here when this happened. They were running around here trying to get interviews and everything. This was not a minor one. This was a major situation. And I don't know how you can refer to this as being a mistake, sir.
I was trying to drink him, sir.
Okay, so you had your drink. Okay.
That was a major mistake.
Okay, now you had your drink. And you said that's one reason you cut off the GPS. So what did your drink have to do with you cutting off that GPS, sir?
Because it came back positive, and I thought that after I had a dream, it was over for me. You know, I made a violation. I committed a violation.
Okay. Okay, sir. At this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. Then I come to you. But let me see, board members, questions at this time. You have an opportunity in the future. How about Mr. Johnson?
So you say that when you had the drink, you cut out the GPS because you thought it was over. So when you say you thought it was over, does that mean that you just thought that you're going back to prison, so you might as well just go ahead and do what you wanted to do?
No. Well, for a couple more days of freedom. That's the only thing that I assumed that I would get out of it was a couple more days of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Other questions, board members? Okay, other members, Attorney has something he would like to share with the board at this time.
Yes, sir, I'm going to read two small parts of two different OMS entries in regards to the work situation. On 8/27/2018, he had a meeting with Parole Officer Phillips. On that day, the offender reported no employment. The offender was instructed to take advantage of the Arizona at work system that is out there. On 9/10/2018, he had another meeting with Mr. Phillips. The offender reported no employment. The offender was encouraged to look for employment as his mother indicated that she was struggling with transportation car issues and could use the financial assistance. The offender reported that he was looking for a job. He was again instructed to directly look in the AZ at work and was explained that he could go to any location in Maricopa County and was also explained that there was one inside the parole office.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Board members, any further questions at this time? I'm going to give you the opportunity later to any other questions that you might have for Mr. Winfrey. Okay, so at this time, I'm going to ask his supporters, I believe two supporters have already been sworn in, so who want to come first?
I would like to.
Please come forward, ma'am.
You're right.
Please come right up here, please, ma'am. And may I get you to state your name for the record, ma'am?
Yes, sir. Ms. Carolyn Denise Meadows.
Yes, ma'am. And we did receive your letter, but now what do you want to tell the board, ma'am?
What I'd like to tell the board, besides just giving my letter, is that I am here in support of Naomi Winfrey. And the reason that I'm here in support of him is because I know him more than just on the paper or the action that he did. I know Naomi's heart. He was, I think you said it right, he was too anxious, too excited. He was going above and beyond of what he needed to do to meet the requirements. And when he got out, me and my son, we rejoiced. We thanked God because Naomi has spent over 9,000 days incarcerated of his life in there, away from his mother, his children, and his family and close friends. Naomi mentored my son, not just my son. He took a bad situation. He's a man full of remorse. He's never made excuses for himself. But the determination and being, when I hear the phrase of being the change that he wanted to see, I was just as distraught too when I saw this and heard this and people reached out to me. I was in Bible class, okay? And so it hurt me to my soul. And I tried to ignore it, but something in my spirit told me, you have to go and be in support of him. This is not his character. This is not Naomi's. And when I went and saw my ex-mother-in-law, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to leave her at her home. And her health was failing, and it got worse from this. And she was like, he was on such a great road. He was doing so well, the work he was doing with the landlord. Naomi's is a man full of determination. He doesn't make excuses for himself or anyone else. And he's told every young man he could come into contact with while incarcerated, he felt it was his duty. And what drew me to him was that we both have something in common, is that we believe we were created for something greater than ourselves. And so he said, someone has to look out for these young men. And when he met my son, he asked him, did you do what they said you did? He showed them positive things. Look at my life. I don't want to see you back here. But he showed them you can be the change you want to be. And I know grace means something we don't deserve and something we can't get enough of. And I'm here before you today to tell you, keeping Mr. Winfrey in there, I don't believe would be in the best interest of our society, of our justice system. I don't believe it would be in the taxpayers' best interest, and surely not Ms. Paula White. And she did ask me to relay the message, and I did speak with Ms. Daisy. They said that they would conference her in. They promised her that. She's been to the hospital at least 3 times since this happened. She's moved out of state to Iowa to be closer to family and friends because she could not handle it. She could not handle the thought of leaving this earth and not seeing her son, a free man. And I'm not saying what he did was right. It was a bad decision that was made. And he has remorse for it. And I am I am starting up a Celebrate Recovery. I've had a lot of experience with working with women in situations like this at the Changing Life Center. I don't speak on anyone's behalf. I have to believe in that person in order to do that. I'm asking you guys, I'm praying for your mercy today on behalf of Mr. Winfrey. He is a man full of remorse. I totally agree with you as well, Dr. Wright.
Now, you did make a statement that I do want to clarify. Now, you said that you had requested that someone had requested for us to contact his mother in Iowa, wherever. I don't see a phone number. Did anyone to give us a phone number?
I did come up here to confirm, and Ms. Daisy got the number again. Ms. Maria has the number.
Do you have that number? In the board member,
I have the number.
Let me ask in the board member, you might have the number. I don't have it. If I do, I can't find it. So do you have that number? Do you know what the number is?
Yes, sir.
Would you be kind enough to give it to me?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. It is 623-226-226-1783. Dr. Wright, she is standing by.
That's Mrs. White.
Ms. Paula White.
Okay. Okay, anything else you want to say to the board at this time before I try to put her on the line?
I want to let you know that Naomi's has a great support system. I know that day that happened, he was not with his support system. His best friend was incarcerated. It's an old thing. If you want to see your future, just show me your friends. So his friend, Mr. Demarie Colvin, was unable to be here today because he didn't have any more time left at work. However, if you look at his life, he's been working for the city of Phoenix for the last 5 years. He does production work. You look at the integrity of his mother. Not tooting my own horn, but I believe I'm a woman of integrity. And he has children that need him. His mother's help isn't the best. And I just want to tell you that I believe it would be in the best interest of Mr. Winfrey, and I ask for leniency, and I believe that intense probation will be great. I am starting up a Celebrate Recovery, and I was also a leader of Celebrate Recovery, and I believe it would be a plus to Mr. Winfrey. He would be able to have a mentor, an accountability partner. Mr. Winfrey has everything inside of him to be a productive citizen.
Okay.
And he proved that.
Because you began to repeat yourself, let me see if board member might have some questions for you, ma'am. No, there's no questions from board member, but I really want to thank you. You've been most impressive for coming to the board and taking time out. But now let me see how I can patch in, Ms. White.
Thank you
for calling that to our attention. Then I'll get back to you if I can get Ms. White.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're holding a home arrest hearing for your son, Mr. Winfrey, at this time, and I was informed that you might want to speak before the board. Is that correct, ma'am?
That is correct, thank you.
Okay, now I need to swear you in first. Now, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you guard, or do you so affirm?
I do.
And what would you like to tell the board at this time, ma'am?
I would like to just say that when my son was out, he was doing everything that he should have been doing to the point where he would even get afraid sometimes if he didn't think he'd done things right. When he did cut off his ankle monitor, it was a mistake, but it was done out of panic. He hurt no one out there when he absconded. He is a really good person. He has goals that he has set for himself, and he has set out to do exactly what he said he was going to do. Although he did have a beer, that's not a serious thing. I know it's a part of the parole, the home arrest. However, it wasn't anything that he would have gotten in trouble for per the parole officer, but he was just so afraid that he panicked, and he did do it. I feel that he deserves another chance to come back out here and continue doing what he's doing. He's a good person. He's a good family member. We all love him, and he has great support out here that will help him get through this. I'm sure he's learned from this mistake.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for coming before the board, and as I stated before you came on the phone, one reason I voted to release him on home arrest when he was released on home arrest was because of the great testimony that you gave to this board on his behalf when he came to this board before. I want to thank you so very much. I want to see if any of my distinguished board members might have any questions for you at this time. Board members, questions for Ms. White? There are no questions, but you can feel free to stay on the phone. The board will be making a decision very shortly, but so please feel free to stay on the phone as we continue this hearing, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
And we hope that you will be feeling better, ma'am. You understand that you're under the weather.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, you please feel free to come up at this time. Good morning, and I've already sworn you in, so may I get you, what do you want to tell the board at this time, ma'am?
I would just like to say,
please state your name first, I'm sorry.
Dolores Jean Flowers.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to say that I did have a chance to speak with Elvis on the phone after everything taking place. He expressed to me how sorry he was, that how much, you know, he didn't understand and he didn't want to mess up. So that's what caused him to cut off, you know, the ankle bracelet. But he was going forward. He was not looking back. He was moving forward to try to do everything the right way. He had spoke to me and told me how, you know, the things he had planned out, the things he were doing. So I do know that he was on the right track, you know, but he got a little nervous. And we're here to support him. We're here with him to help him, you know, and that's what I would like to say.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Flowers. Any questions for Flowers and Boardman? Thank you so very much for coming this morning. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on behalf of Mr. Winfrey? Anyone else want to speak on his behalf? Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. You have to come forward again, and please, ma'am.
This is Carolyn.
And state your name. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
This is Carolyn Denise Meadows again. I also just want to let you know he has the support of me and my family. I am a homeowner. If he needs a place to parole to, he has that available with me as well.
Okay.
And I just want to let you all know that I appreciate you, Mr. Chairman, Dr. Wright, all of you for taking your time and listening to us. And I just want to let you know that I believe it would be in the best interest of all of us to let Mr. Winfrey be a free man and continue what he has started, because I believe a lot of lives can be touched and changed by him being part of it and just giving his testimony and mentorship. Thank you for your time.
And thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to continue the hearing, and I call back on Mr. Winfrey, any board member have any questions that they would like to ask of Mr. Winfrey before we give him an opportunity to make a final statement? Anything else, Mr. Turner, from where you sit, sir? Okay. So at this time, Mr. Winfrey, we're back to you, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. And as we come towards the end of your hearing, sir, we're going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. And following your statement, the board is going into discussion, and it will make its decision at that time, with you being on the phone and your mother being on the phone and your supporters in the room. So anything else you want to tell the board this morning, sir?
I would like to apologize to the board members individually and as a whole mistake that I made, because you did take a chance on me, and I would like to thank you for the chance that you took and allowing me to be free, even though it was a blink of life. I took it, but I messed that up. Not you, not anybody else. I made a mistake, and I'm back here in front of you. I'm humiliated by being here. But I thank you for the opportunity that you did give me. I thank you for believing in me. And I apologize for not being able to capitalize and my nerves. I wasn't ready. I don't know if you got the packet that I sent you. It was supposed to be emailed to you. And if you did or you didn't, there was something in there from the chief probation officer, Barbara A. Bobbitt, and she quotes Brittany Hodges' sentencing recommendations. I'm not sure if you got it, but if you would allow me, I'd like to read something from it.
Okay, please read something from it, but to make it short for time management purposes. But please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. It says, the defendant is 45 years old and President Dent represents his fourth known felony conviction. His prior convictions all occurred on the same day when he was sentenced to prison for concurrent terms in 1993 and was granted parole July 30th, 2018. In addition, okay, hold on, let me skip that. The President Dent involved the defendant cutting off his GPS angle monitor on September 24th, 2018 while on parole. According to Deputy County Attorney Bridger Hoggard's sentencing recommendation, he tried to be a satisfactory parolee. He was hyper-aware and overly communicative with his parole officer and was borderline obsessive with fulfilling the terms of his parole. However, he did admit to having one beer with a family member when confronted by his parole officer with a positive urinalysis result for alcohol for unknown reasons, cut off his ankle monitor and absconded. Despite the stipulation set forth in the plea agreement, the prison term appears to be premature at this juncture because the defendant did not enter members of the community while on absconder status, nor did he commit any new crimes. Furthermore, the probation officer is very equipped to help him assimilate back into the community by providing him with resources to help ease the transition into society after serving such a lengthy prison term. Therefore, it is respectfully, okay, they just wanted me to get back on intensive probation supervision. There's a word here called criminologic needs. I didn't have that dictionary to understand what that meant. However, whatever my criminologic needs are, I'm unaware, but it obviously has something to do with the time that I spend. I'm shaking here. I'm nervous right now. I'm embarrassed, I'm humiliated, I apologize, but again, I thank you, sir, for the opportunity that you did give me. It meant the world to me.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Winfrey. Now, this time, the board is going to prepare to go into discussion. As you probably may recall, or you may not recall, that we do operate under the open meeting laws, which means that everything we do it in public. We do not discuss this situation, this case, as it stands as of today, with each other before. This will be our first time discussing this. So the board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. We're going to ask your supporters to remain quiet as the board is now in discussion. I do find Mr. Winfrey to be a very impressive young man. However, I think that I've basically already stated my feeling is that any time that one violates anything, and in this case, this is home arrest, is very, 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 very serious. I think that one of the things that I recall that Mr. Johnson said when you were released, that if you violate anything, you come before this board again, and this board was not going to be very happy. Not his words, my words, but that's what it meant to me, what Mr. Johnson stated, as he states so often. And I think that this is the problem that we have. This was, I know you may not consider it, and I understand your supporters, and I do feel for your mother as well as for your supporters. I know how they must feel, although I'm not in their shoes, but I do understand their feelings. But this board has a responsibility. As I stated before, and really not based decisions on what I'm going to say now, but it touches somewhat. You know, that day when we had reporters running around here, running all around this building, trying to find somebody to talk to, trying to find one of us to talk to. And in addition to that, we had to, because of my responsibilities, and I haven't said it to any board members, I had the governor's office calling, what's going on? How did you release them? And there he is out there creating that situation. You know, it created a problem, not only for you, but for all of us. And it's just something that I, as one, cannot condone, but I am prepared to listen to other board members, because we, as board members, we operate independent of each other. And each board member speaks and votes as he or she sees fit. Board members, Honorable Mr. Gowanus.
Thank you, Honorable Board Chairman. I just wanted to say, and I think exactly much of what you're saying in a different way, I think it's safe to say that the odds are against this board voting correctly 100% of the time. In this case in particular, made me as an individual board member rethink recent discipline in the DOC before voting in favor of supervised release. I cannot in good conscience return an individual to home arrest after they cut off an ankle monitor and risk the lives of the fugitive apprehension unit in their enforcement operation to return Mr. Winfrey to custody. And I say that because surveillance operations are inherently dangerous. They just are. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. And I believe Mr. Turner said that there's been an additional conviction and a new end release date of sometime in 2020.
Yes, he was convicted for removing the bracelet. And he was given a release date on that case of approximately 4/23/2020.
So at this point, the board cannot release Mr. Winfrey back on community supervision.
Thank you so very much for putting that in perspective. Thank you, ma'am. We have a discussion by board members, hearing none. I'm going to offer a motion that's going to be based upon information that's been presented to the board, testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, information contained in the warrant, as well as the fact that Ms. Rittenhouse, a board member, pointed out the fact that had already been pointed out by the Department of Corrections that he has already been sentenced to a conviction of that he will be considered for release prior to April 23rd, 2020. Therefore, my motion is going to be to revoke his home arrest at this time.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, to revoke, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kalanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community, not your community supervision, but your home arrest has been revoked. And and as has been stated, that this term will, the current term, based upon what apparently has taken place in the judicial system already, you won't be eligible for consideration for release until April 23rd, 2020. Thank you so much for appearing before the board. Ms. White, the mother, thank you so much for being on the phone. The two of you, thank you so very much. And we're sorry, but that's just the way it is. And so please have a great day, and your hearing is over. Sir. Thank you, sir. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And, sir, please lay the phone down and tell the CO3 to bring someone else up. Thank you, sir. Ms. White.